If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
R&B money! We up! Tank! Jay Valentine! We are the authority on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority.
Tell them what it is, dog.
On all things R&B.
Yeah.
Can I add family to that? R&B.
Ribs and barbecue.
And family. Ribs and barbecue.
Yeah.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
This is the start of a beautiful day, Mr. Valentine.
Yes, it is.
We are in Atlanta.
I love it out
here. We on the soil.
Yeah.
We got our feet in the grass.
Yes, we do.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We are at Enor Studios. Now, you know what's special about Enor Studios?
What's special about this studio, man?
Man. There's a bar.
Little boy.
Been raising it since he's a little boy.
Yeah.
A songwriter, a producer,
mm-hmm.
a businessman.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get the credits and you get the money, you got to do something with it.
Yeah.
You got to turn it into something larger than life.
Yes, sir.
The legacy has to be something tangible that you can pass down to your children. Mm-hmm. I don't want to dwell too much on the intro. I want to get to the nitty-gritty of what the fuck's going on. We are in this man's studio, E-North Studios, in Atlanta, Alpharetta, Georgia. And he's here in the building. We're going to talk that shit. Give it up for Lil Ronnie in the building.
Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta, baby. Welcome to Atlanta.
Bro, thank you for having us, brother.
Man, thank you guys for coming.
This is amazing, dog.
I couldn't wait for this.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait for this.
How long have we been tapped in? Like 6 seconds, Goldie. We go back, man.
It's a long time, man.
We go back to your first Benz?
Yeah. The one I got kicked out.
We go back to your first Benz. You were reprimanded for having that Benz.
I did.
We'll get to that.
You were reprimanded.
We'll get to that.
You shouldn't have this.
Wait
a minute.
My son works. Where is he now?
Yeah.
Wow. Listen, bro, you've always been up to something.
That's a great way to put it.
Always.
Yeah.
And you've always seen that thing through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always. Somebody always say, oh, you ain't seen Lil Ronnie such and such? Are you tripping?
Yeah.
You ain't been to Lil Ronnie such and such? No, I ain't even know you had one of those. Oh, yeah, like four of them. You ain't, like, you've always been that.
Ronnie's the living Boom Boom Room.
He's a... You ain't been to Ray's Boo Boo? You heard about Ray's Boo Boo? Oh, man. Everybody was up in there last night, man. Usher was in there. Satchmo was in there. Quavo was in there.
Hey, like, nigga.
Ever since I've known you.
It's one of them things like you have to, like my dad just put in me, if you say you go do something, do it.
Mm-hmm.
It don't even matter if you got to take the loss. If it come out your mouth, you need to stick to it and do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I've just always had big dreams, and I just, you know, wanted to make it happen.
Let me ask you, wasn't there an event at your house? What was that at your house? That was at your house?
Was it Luda Day Weekend.
It was Luda Day Weekend at your house.
Yeah, it was crazy.
First of all, it's like, why is Ronnie's house so big?
Yeah.
That house was stupid.
Man, it was a blessing. I mean, how can I say this? I just always wanted to make money, enjoy what I do, but also seeing all the people that blew money and got to a certain level and then didn't have it anymore, right?
Nothing to show for it.
Nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
So I always just wanted to, like you said, keep the legacy going. Like, do something with the money. Yeah. Anytime I had a hit record, I would put some money over to invest to go to another level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I invested some money at that party, too.
That party?
Yeah, I shot some NBA guys. The only shooters in the building. With Kenneth Fareed.
Yeah.
You gonna name him?
Yeah, I have to name him. You'll hear this. And like, who else was there? Was it
everybody?
You
was
had
there.
Somebody. It was one of what's my guy? Was it Ballaholic?
Or was it Hot Sauce? Or
no, it wasn't Hot Sauce. It was like three or four guys. You know, overseas league guys. You know,
and one.
And they didn't know that the R&B guy
had a set shot.
Oh, y'all wanna play five from here?
Mm-hmm.
No problem. I'll see anybody with my set shot.
With my set shot.
I want good money at your house, man. That's I remember that day fondly.
That was the goal of that house, was just to have great memories and a lot of fun.
Yeah. I remember I walked through the house, I was like,
that house is insane, bro. That house is insane.
You live here? Yeah.
That's the echo of the motherfucker.
Indoor pool. Outdoor pool. Indoor basketball.
No. Man. You saying that, right? The funniest thing is when that episode happened with Ray J, he had just left my house.
No way.
On everything.
Oh, that's
like,
crazy.
He literally was at my house for a couple weeks, and it was like, white Rolls Royce, black Rolls Royce. That's when I had a white one and a black one.
That's when I had a white one and a black one.
Yeah. And it was
and we're not talking about a woman.
And we're not talking about a woman.
We're talking about a Rolls Royce.
We had them both of them, you know. And he was, and then he went with Mayweather and had that whole, I was like, okay, Ray, get
Ray
to it, baby. Ray
shit.
Was popping it, baby.
Ray was popping that
I
shit.
I love Ray.
Listen, I don't care where you go in the world. If there are three people in the room having a conversation, they all have had a moment with Ray J.
Yeah.
I love Ray. Now it's funny, they have a new thing called Threads. Ray J is a thread. Ray J is the thread.
The thread.
Ray J is the thread.
The thread.
Everybody can be attached to something Ray J.
Absolutely.
You can't be in this game if you're not. You don't know Ray J, or you ain't in it?
Yeah, you ain't
You ain't really in
You ain't really
You gotta know Ray J.
All right, Lil Ronnie. So let's get into the music.
All right.
Let's get into the music, bro. Like, let's go back.
Kansas City.
You know what I'm saying?
Ribs and barbecue.
Ribs and barbecue.
Gates barbecue.
Gates barbecue.
Amen. Preach.
Come on,
preach.
You know it's okay. I think Gates barbecue.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
It's cool.
No, it's everything.
I ain't from there.
Everything?
Everything.
Like everything?
What? Are you saying it's another barbecue place in Kansas City? Or are you trying to go like Memphis barbecue or something is better or something like that?
I'm just saying, like, listen, I'm from Milwaukee, man. And there was this little...
Never heard anything Milwaukee barbecue.
Milwaukee barbecue.
Disrespectful. So you got a Milwaukee Bucks and you got Milwaukee barbecue. Yeah. Okay.
Beer, y'all got burr.
We got burr.
You got the burr.
We got burr. And they Cicely's rib tips. That was second to none. And then, well, we had those. And then my great-grandfather, Paul Lewis, used to get on that grill.
Okay.
Uncle Norman used to get on that grill.
I would roll with you with that. I believe that.
And they got, so by the time, you know, I go to the famous places that, you know, say they have this barbecue.
That they speak of.
Yeah. That they speak of this barbecue. I'm like, I've had some homegrown.
Yeah, home is different, though.
Barbecue. It's way
homegrown
different.
Homegrown is different from anything that's an actual, like, establishment.
Okay.
Because what you grow up
your
on.
Uncle,
yeah.
My brother Ron, little black ass, get on that barbecue.
I know he get on that
grill
and get to work.
But, and I will say this. I've been a lot of places, and people that know me know. Y'all both know I love to eat. I love... Gates is fire, man. Gates is fire.
I like Gates.
Gates is fire, man. I came front on Gates.
Maybe they had just pumped it up so crazy for me that when I finally got it, I was like, come on, y'all.
No, it's that thing. It's that thing.
Well, I'm going to let you hold on to that then.
Yeah.
Let's go there. Let's go there.
You want some sauce? Because I got some sauce. Like, you can go home with it and everything.
And
put it on your Memphis barbecue.
I got heartburn right now.
I'm older.
Yeah. Let's get to Kansas City, man.
When was the moment? When did you figure out that, you know, that you could do this and possibly do it at a high level?
It was real early for me. I went to performing arts school. So I went to performing arts middle school. Then I went to Purcell High School. I actually went to performing arts schools my whole.
Really?
Yeah. Grade school, middle school, and high school.
What was kind of like your major, I guess, in a sense?
Music.
Just music.
Yeah. So
musician. Musician.
No, how it works
you're on
is
brass, though, right?
Alto sax.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All state.
Oh.
Huh.
Middle school, high school. First
All
year.
All state. Yeah. We're not talking about insurance.
This really band camp, right?
This really
band camp. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, Kansas City is known for jazz.
Of course.
You know, yeah. So we had one of the top bands in the nation.
Can you beat Cosign playing the sax?
I will let Cosign have it.
A sax off.
But
a sax off.
I let him live.
Hey,
I let
Coast.
Him live.
He said Coast. He let you live,
hey,
Enrique.
Coast, he said he let you live.
I let Coast live. Oh. I don't even bring my sax out. I be like, Coast out there, you know, doing national anthems. Bro, he be killing it.
Oh.
He don't want this.
He don't want this.
Oh, shit.
He don't want this.
We'll get
Kenny
to that.
G off. Yeah,
we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Okay, performing our school. Give me.
So, we actually had... First of all, I'm a church nigga. Daddy
I like
preacher.
The way you said that because I'm a church nigga too.
Yeah. Before school,
we are just
you in
friends.
Church.
We just some badass church kids. That's just what that means.
You know what I'm saying?
We're just church niggas. Yeah.
So growing up, you got to play whatever to make it through Sunday service. Yeah. You know what I mean? My dad's an incredible pianist, organist. Father's a preacher. Uncles are bishops. Grandmother, church, state, mother official. Yep, it's all official. You know what I'm saying? Kojic. This is a church of God in Christ. You know, so had to play. What was great is my family's a pretty big family in Kansas City, well known. So my teachers knew my family and they wouldn't let me play the instruments I played at church. So it was like, no, you can't play the drums.
Something different.
You got
do something different.
You got to do something different. So that was instilled in me. And I started playing all the woodwinds. And then middle school, we had a program called Applied Technology, Music Theory. We were basically making beats on Catewalk in middle school. So in a performing arts school, everybody got a group. Everybody's a rapper. Everybody's a singer. Man, somebody's like, yo, we heard you making beats. Can we get some stuff? Man, I sold my first beat for $50.
When?
In middle school?
Yeah.
I said, oh, this is popping. I made this in 5 minutes. You going to give me a whole 50?
A whole
50. You was out of control.
Oh.
You was at the corner store acting up with that $50.
Man, it was.
Honey
but
buns
know,
on me.
Hubba bubba.
Honey buns on me. Hubba
well,
bubba.
Well, you know, it's the extra money because we already made money playing at church. You know what I mean?
Well, you actually made paid money in church?
Oh, absolutely.
Most of the people that come on the podcast, they didn't really make money in
my
church.
Pops did.
It was your daddy church,
my
though.
My pops did not play that. Like, my pops will be like, however you go in, that's how you go in. So if you go in free, don't ever think about getting paid. But if you negotiate from the beginning and get what you feel is comfortable and they agree to it, you'll be set.
I should have played at your father's
church. Yeah, I didn't. wasn't no free, baby.
We didn't do that at your father's church.
We didn't do that.
I got a bunch of slave labor out of me.
yeah. So, I mean, after I was doing all that stuff for schoolmates and stuff like that, I never forget my homeboy Romeo Ronnell. He was a big barber in the city, but he also had a label. And, man, he started buying all my beats. All of them. It's called Barbershop Records.
I get it.
Shout out to Romeo Ronnell. Like, he was the first one that was like, yo, man, you gonna make it. He was like, your music is musical. It's not the regular stuff that's going on out here. He's like, man, you putting music in it. Like,
what year is this?
I graduated in 2001. So this is 19.
You in middle school.
I'm
or
in
probably
middle
just
school.
A freshman in high school.
Yeah.
He's buying all your beats.
Buying beats.
Are like you making these beats mid-90s. On Catewalk at that?
I'm making them at Catewalk at this time, right? So then what ends up happening, again, another when your father plants seeds and do well with people. It was a cat named Don Juan. He was a big producer. He did all Tech N9ne stuff. Like he still do a lot of West Coast stuff as well. So Don Juan, my daddy put him on as a drummer when he was young, and he used to travel with my father. So we was like intertwined family and everything. So he was one of my favorite people, like who I used to try to be like playing drums and stuff. So middle school, I asked one of his cousins, I'm like, yo, where's DeJuan? And he's like, yo, bro, that's Don Juan. Like, he's working with QD3, Quincy Jones, Tech N9ne as his artist.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, what? He making beats? So he gives me his number. I call him. I'm like, DeJuan, this little Ronnie. He's like, big Ronnie's son? Like, little Ronnie? I was like, yeah. I was like, man, I'm making beats. And then he just like got silent. And I was like, what's wrong? He was like, nigga, I didn't put it two and two together. I've been hearing your name around the city and I just didn't put it together.
Oh, shit.
He was like, tell your daddy, bring you out to my house right now.
Right now?
Right now. And he was in the suburbs. He was making money.
Getting that bag.
Tech N9ne. Just killing 57th Street Road Dogs. Go out to his crib. Studios and home studio incredible. MPC 3000s, Tritons, Trinities, DAT machines, everything you can imagine, right? And he looked at me, he's like, yo, pops did wonders for my life. I'm going to help you out. Do the same thing. This is what you need to do. I'm going to give you all my sounds to my MPC. You're going to have all this. You know, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Starting out as a producer, trying to use the Triton drums or something like that.
You need sounds.
Bro, gave me his like.
You had to pay for those sounds. records. They people were selling sound packs.
No, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So he basically gave me the blueprint. He's like, get you a Triton, get you this, get you that. And then I was like, yo, this shit expensive. I had to get a job. I worked at White Castle's, Church's Chicken. They was all at one.
Love Church's.
Was a lifeguard. And that was the difference too. Like all your friends would be like, bro, why you working? It's like, man, how am I supposed to pay for this equipment?
Right.
So just start hustling, man.
But that's where the hustle starts, right? And
Absolutely.
That's where you identify whether you're serious about this shit or not, whether you really got passion for it, what you're willing to do, you know what I'm saying, in terms of doing what you have to do to get to what you want to do.
Right. I tell producers all the time how easy they have it right now, like that you can just go get some drums off of a website.
Come on, man.
Like you don't
it's
have
so
to.
It's so accessible.
You don't have to hook no MIDI timepiece up to your MPC and start it with your Triton and try to figure out. It's insane.
I bought a music store was going out of business and was selling like all of their CDs for like, I don't know, like 50 cent or something like that. I bought like 4 moving boxes of CDs from them and I would just have sampling days.
Mm-hmm.
And all day, I would just sample from those CDs.
Trying to find an open spot for that snare.
Either
or
the snare or just a sound or just an 8-bar thing that nobody had ever heard before. Yeah. Like just sample.
Hitting that pad and then going,
not.
Trying to get that.
Not with a mouse.
Nah.
And dragging it and dropping it in. And it just automatically
syncs up,
formats to the
you got a full beat
to the tempo.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
we came from a different day.
That shit
it's crazy,
exist.
Super crazy.
Like it wasn't. You couldn't just put it in another key.
Yeah.
It's because you felt like
it.
You know what I was talking about to one of my interns? I was like, bro, y'all got YouTube. Y'all can look something up. And someone else will tell you how to. We had to open up the manual and read all the words we didn't even know what they meant.
Or know somebody. And go to their house.
Yeah.
And sit with them for a week.
Yeah. But the older guy, they'll be irritated if you're trying to call them. Like, he'd be like, hey, bro, read the book first.
Read
man.
The book.
Like, that's on, like, the first 2 pages.
I'm telling my daughter the other day, because we're just talking about, like, just things that she wants to do, like, on social media. And I said, you are so blessed to live in an age. I said, first of all, I'm happy that you're asking these questions. You know what I'm saying? And you want the information. I was like, unfortunately, some of this information I don't have. I said, but guess what? There are tutorials. Thousands of tutorials.
How to's.
On how to do anything.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I say, you are young. You are still absorbing. Search out the information you want and download that information.
Yeah.
I wish we had, man, what?
We got it now.
That's how our parents be talking to us. Shit. If I had what y'all had right now, I'd be a billionaire.
It's the truth, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. If I could take this information back then, the 24-year-old me.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Or if I could bring the 24-year-old me with that talent and that drive and that energy
into this space,
this space right now. Yeah. I was a maniac.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super crazy. So after Don Juan gave me the game, then it was just like, I think why me and Jay became like brothers, because like Kansas City and the Bay are like intertwined musically.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
It's crazy. Like Kansas City is a West Coast mob beat type.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So what ended up happening, like Yuck Mouth would be over my house, Mac Dre.
Oh really?
Bro, I had like Pops had to come to me one day, is like, niggas, you selling drugs? Like who is these niggas coming in with all the gold teeth and
your beats you was
slanging beats.
Okay, hold on. You get your jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get your money together.
Right.
Okay. What equipment did you buy?
MPC 3000 was my second purchase. First purchase was the Triton.
Yeah. Did you try to learn the sequence on the Triton?
Had to. My setup was sequence in the Triton and basically have it control the MPC.
Trigger it, yeah.
Trigger it.
Yeah.
So when I push start on my Triton, it'll trigger the, my drums.
The drums on them.
Yeah. So you just have to have a little 4-8 bar loop on the drums.
I like your setup. I like it.
I like your setup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, then you elevate, get a little bit more money, get that Proteus 2000 and the MoFat.
MoFat, yeah.
But you just got the regular stock yet. You can't afford them.
The extra cars to put in. You know what used to kill me? As you start talking about those modules, when I first met Timberland, I understood why he was, well, I mean, of course, his brain works different, but I also understood the other advantage he had over all of us. He got everything first.
Unlimited. Mm.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Right.
Until I would buy a rack that came out maybe 2 years later that Timbaland had already used the sounds.
All the good sounds.
Oh, you'd used all the good sounds already. He'd already used the good sounds. I'm like, man,
I wasted like, my money.
It's like two sounds in here that are new. But you got the racks going.
Got the racks
and
going.
And so when did he gave you the game. You were always selling $50 beats. When do you get to that next level where these guys are coming over? Because the guys you're naming are guys.
Yeah. They the $500 level.
Yeah.
$500 beats.
They give you that $500.
Okay.
How did you get there, though? How did they know? How did they hear about you?
Just basically through the connections.
Being out in the city
first.
Yeah,
being in the city. Because, you know, you got a small city. So mm-hmm. all the rappers start.
And all the rappers from the Bay, they go to Kansas City to perform. It's a huge market for Bay Area artists.
Okay.
So if you got a record that's breaking in the Bay, it's breaking in Kansas City.
Oh, shit, okay.
It's just a sister city. In Kansas City and Detroit. If you're from the Bay. You know what I'm saying? Like, E-40, Too Short. Be Legit,
everybody.
San Quinn,
yeah,
all of these artists that were huge in the Bay and were staples there, Kansas City was an immediate go-to.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that.
With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay.
Like, you had to go there.
Because our two big rappers at the time was Tech N9ne and Rich the Factor.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like everywhere. Right. You know what I mean?
And they do shows together. They like, it really is. They sister cities. Yeah. For the most point. I mean, for the most part. Yeah.
So it got jumping pretty fast. But like, they had money. So it wasn't they would come by one beat. They'll come by 10, 15 beats at a time. Because at that independent game, they
and
was
how
just,
old are you at this point?
I'm like 16.
Selling $500 beats.
I'm rich.
Yeah, you
as,
are.
At, in the bundle. Sell them as
rich.
A bundle, too, though.
I'm rich.
10 of them. So 5,000. 16.
I'm killing them.
Oh, yeah. You was cooking.
I'm rich. You can't tell me nothing.
What was your first outside music purchase? Jay was getting ready to ask you that. I beat him to it.
He beat me to it. Because you ain't got no rent.
Yeah. No. And I was scared because Pops was like, okay, if you ain't selling drugs, like, how much money you making? Right, so I got scared. I'm like, man, this nigga about to
take my money.
Taxation.
Yeah. And he was like, no, just show it to me. So I showed him like 10, 15,000. And he was like, man, I'm proud of you. I ain't gonna ask you for no rent. I want you to be here safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, keep on going. He's like, as long as you're getting your money, I'm supporting.
So what'd you buy?
Bro, you more equipment. No, outside of
you bought nothing outside of music.
Nah, because Kansas City is dangerous. I couldn't.
Yeah, it is.
Can't floss on them.
Man, what you about to do?
Right.
Like, I would just buy more equipment. Then you got Digi 001 and that, that teal Macintosh. That's when it was Apple.
Yeah. With the fat back?
With the fat back. You know what I'm saying? With that Digi 001
little. Did you get the Inbox too? You got the Inbox Pro 2?
Inbox wasn't. It was
wasn't even there yet.
It was Digi 001.
It was Digi
001. That's what it was. Yeah. That was like the first two channel. You know, you can have your mic.
Yeah. You got your mic through it and everything. Yeah.
Then I started the studio business. It was $50 an hour.
Where was the
at
studio?
At the house.
Man.
So you was engineering the whole thing?
Man, Mac Dre, all of them in there. I'm engineering.
And Pop's just letting you do your thing.
It was a musical house, so it was always loud music.
Yeah,
so
but rap music different.
It's different.
And the element is different.
But when Pop see you making money.
The money that's coming in.
Hey, man.
Like, get to it.
Get to it. I'd rather you be here in my house.
Yeah.
And I'm making sure everybody good, you know what I mean? Then you be going to their studio. Have them come to the house.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And where are y'all living in Kansas City? Y'all in the suburbs or y'all in the hood?
Wasn't no suburbs for me. We didn't get out of suburbs till I started making some money. We was in the hood. Straight up.
Them niggas was pulling up to the hood.
Niggas was pulling up.
Need that heat.
They need that heat.
They need that heat.
That's crazy.
Need that heat.
Nigga, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So you doing all this middle of Kansas City, in the hood.
16, 17?
16, 17.
Yeah.
Are you already focused on getting out of KC and kind of going to the big leagues, on to some LA, Miami, New York, Atlanta play yet? Or are you still just like, you know what? I'm getting money in KC. I'm not focused on that.
Yeah, I was. You always have that in your head, but you don't have the know-how. Okay. And you all you don't have the connections just yet.
Okay.
So it's like, if I keep on building up, niggas gonna hear about me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I kept on building, kept on building. And then when you build yourself up in your city, you start getting favor from people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The security guards.
Yeah.
You can get backstage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Lil Ronnie.
Yeah.
Then that started giving me opportunity to meet the celebrities when they would come in. And then I had the advantage of having cousins that were signed to R. Kelly.
Oh.
Keith.
My cousin Keith Morrell. Mm-hmm. You got Marlon. You got Bishop Young Don. You know what I mean?
Ernest.
Ernest Dixon.
Yeah.
You know? So they had already had that experience, but then they were back in the city. Like, you got to understand, Bishop Ernest Dixon wrote Stutter.
Yeah.
You know, for Joe.
Yeah.
He wrote Liar, You're a Cheater. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Heartbreak. So it was like, bro, when he would pull up, he had that. That's when the Navigator first came out.
Ooh, I love that when it first
came.
He
spent that $100,000. I'm doing this. He rich for real. So you had that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they will always come over. You know what I'm saying? And we would make music and do different stuff. And what's crazy is they were R. Kelly fanatics.
Right.
I didn't even like R. Kelly's music. Then I didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, bro, he all right.
How old were you?
16, 17.
Yeah, you wasn't.
Yeah. And I really didn't listen to secular music like that. Not because my parents were strict and said you couldn't listen to it. Like, I had to rehearse. So I would just be listening to gospel music or playing jazz or playing classical.
So we're in the same place.
Yes. Yeah.
Except he was doing music for the Bay Area rappers too, though.
Right. I mean, he had that element, but I know why he didn't get R. Kelly at first. Because he was still a purist as a musician.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And he was still very much in that element. So when I first heard R. Kelly, I was like, this is dude singing flat and sharp. Yeah. Just all over the place. What is this? Like, I didn't catch it at first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I was like, oh, he's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he's that guy. Yeah. He's that guy. And I used to listen to a lot of unreleased records because they would have them.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, it was a version of I Believe I Can Fly that I don't even think people have ever heard. Like, it just went to 10 different places and was like a full story. So, with them having that experience, you know what I mean? They would come in, write with me, sew with me, and everything. They had got out their deal with R. Kelly. They were back home. Then that's when the opportunity came with Jermaine Dupri. So basically, JD, we end up getting backstage. It was a Scream tour. And my cousins, they sung for JD. JD was like, yo.
Nah, them niggas cold. Them niggas cold. Talent?
Yeah, talent.
Them niggas cold.
You know, they on the Tupac song, That's Just the Way It Is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's talent. And Jermaine was in between his deals at the time. He had just left Sony. And then he ended up getting his deal at Arista, right, with L.A. So he was like, man, it's my word. Once I get my next deal, I'm going to come back and rock with y'all. Yeah. And he was like,
and we forgot to shout out Earl.
Earl, yes.
We forgot to shout out Earl's brother, Earl.
Can't forget Earl.
Yeah, Earl was called. To me, he was the JoJo of their group.
Absolutely.
Mm. He was the JoJo of their group, in my opinion. So, yeah. I got to shout out Earl because that was my guy, too.
So we go through that whole situation, and Jermaine actually comes back. And he was like, who's doing all y'all music? That's like, our cousin. And that's what put me on to that next level.
Yeah.
Now, when I got on that website as a So-So Dead producer, prices went up.
Oh, that's what happened?
That's what happened.
Okay, so they added your name to the production crew.
They had the whole list. So now I'm in Kansas City.
Yes.
Signed to So-So Def.
You want these So-So Def beats?
You walking around different.
Oh, it's different.
You walking around different. It's
you different. Still ain't 18 yet?
No. No.
Oh, I love it.
Shout out to my man, Chuck 2 for 5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 2 for 5.
2 for 5.
Yeah.
It was
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It was two pictures for $5. I'm telling you, man. Telling you. You got to learn how to hustle. You're going to be all right.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah. So it was like, man, my family had did so many solids for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like when I was coming up, everybody just wanted to help yeah. and support. You that's know what dumb. I mean?
That's dope.
So that's the Kansas City gist, man. But yeah, when
so let's get where Jay's trying to get to. How do you get out of Kansas City?
The out of Kansas
what is
City.
That, what is that move? Is there a record or some success that prompts you to make that move, or is it just like I'm feeling like I need to be in a space where bigger things are happening?
No, that move came naturally. Okay. Once we got the deal with JD, mm-hmm. it was like, oh, we got to figure out, you know, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It was more or less.
So you went to Atlanta first before yeah. you came to LA?
Yeah. Okay. Remember, I had already bought a house here.
Oh, yeah, you did have your spot here.
Yeah, I had a house even before I came out to LA. Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, I had
my first house was like $250,000. You know,
I remember when houses was that.
Yeah. I remember when houses was that much. Yeah.
I remember because Karan and Jimmy, mm-hmm. you know, when they was playing with the Falcons, they both had those houses. I was like, man, how much you pay for these houses? Like, yeah, this one's like two something. And they was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like 4,000 square foot houses. I was like, what?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. So this is part of that. Now you trying to figure out how to move and be down
yeah.
where, because now you mm-hmm. have access.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's how me and Bao became so close, because mm-hmm. we was the youngest niggas at So Def. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he'll be in there mad, JD in there with Usher and Mariah. He like, man, nigga won't give me no beats. I'm trying to write my own songs. I'm like, bro, I make beats. He like, you got a studio too? Yeah. Then we got to it. So that was the.
So point. Where was your studio when you got to Atlanta?
It was in my house.
At the crib.
It was in your house.
Yeah. It was in the house. Yeah. I had a nice spread.
Yeah, nice, yeah. nice you know spot. Yeah, I remember. I do remember.
It's nice. Got the studio. I already got all my equipment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now it's just.
And you the full beat maker, engineer, songwriter.
Like let's go.
So how much time do you spend in Atlanta before you come to LA?
Atlanta, it was just working, having a place. Mm-hmm. And the connection again, Damon Tommen comes in the picture because he knows my cousins, right?
Because mm-hmm. they were with Damon before they were with R. Kelly.
Correct. Right. So yeah. so that yeah. story is.
You know, I was at the house the day the car service came. I was there.
So you gonna tell the story?
Nah, I'm gonna let you.
You'll jump in?
Yeah. This shit was great. Shit was great.
There was a battle between signing with Babyface or signing with R. Kelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somehow R. Kelly wins. A car pulls up.
In the middle of the night. I woke up, them niggas was gone. Because we all there. We all, there's like a studio house. It's a whole, nigga, it's boys club. Like, we working. Bro,
when is
everybody's
this?
Working. This is 98, somewhere,
LA.
I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in LA.
This would have been their second time in LA.
At Damon's house.
Yeah. And they about to sign with Babyface. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this deal is done. Deal was done.
They just got a sign.
But them is my niggas. We didn't create our own friendship, bond as brothers. Niggas like, Kales, dog. You know, nigga, country Kansas City, nigga. Nick Kales. I'm like, y'all really about to go to Chicago? Y'all out? I'm like, man, that car come, nigga. We gone. I'm like, nigga, y'all about to pretty much sign tomorrow. Like, y'all pretty much about to sign y'all deal tomorrow. Y'all done met with Babyface. Babyface love y'all. It's a wrap, nigga. He about to. He ain't R. Kelly, nigga.
You know, Ernest crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
That nigga, Kales, nigga.
They was gone.
That car came in.
Nigga, I woke up. I probably woke. You know, I rise early, nigga. I'm up early. No matter what time I go to sleep. By the time I woke up, crack of dawn, them niggas was out. I'm looking around. I'm like, and I already know what's up.
Nigga, Damon, he like, nigga, who the boys at? They gone, bro.
Out cold.
Out so cold. They was probably on a 6 a.m. to Chicago.
Left at 4. Left about 3:30 to get there, yeah. 2 hours before.
Yeah. 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 They gone. They gone.
Need y'all
next
Chicago
time I talk
now.
To them, they call me. They in Chicago laughing. We just hoop, nigga. We just finished hoop, Rob, nigga. I said, oh, these niggas.
Gone. Gone. So yeah. that's the connection from Damon. So, you know, they like, oh, Lil Ronnie, he popping in the city. Like, it's going down, you know.
Yeah.
He was so deaf, blah, blah, blah. Damon calls me. And he like, talking shit, Damon. Man, how you gonna be from the hometown in Kansas City and you supposed to be the hottest nigga? Nigga, I'm the hottest nigga. I'm from Kansas City. He like, you need to be down here with me, nigga. I'm like, bro, what you be down there with you? He's like, I'm like, bro, I'm with JD. Look at the charts. You need to be down here with me. I like, all right, man, I'll fly down there. So I end up flying down there, nigga, and didn't come back.
You just didn't come back?
Well, I had a house here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I got
but
that.
Yeah, it was just like
once you got there, you was like, okay.
It was a different experience, man. Mm-hmm. It was like, and this is how I met Jay. Mm-hmm. Like my first day up there, Jay the youngest nigga there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm this little country nigga from Kansas City. I'm coming in, and Damon immediately says, Jay, I need you to take care of him.
Yeah.
So from then, you know, we find that he from the Bay. I'm like, nigga, everybody be in my house.
He started naming all the niggas. Yeah, I'm like, oh, man, that's the homie. That's my cousin. Right. That's it, man. Like,
right.
Yeah. Right. So it's like we instantly became
and
family.
Then I also knew the group.
Gotcha.
His actual cousin.
Yes.
So we just had an immediate bond.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just kind of went from there.
Is that when I met him? Or was that after?
No, you met him around that same time too.
Same time, right?
Yeah. Around that same time too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when, man, that building was amazing. It was amazing.
It's amazing.
Listen, I remember going there, because I was making money, but I hadn't had any major hits yet, right? And I was just in there talking to Tony one day, Tony Dixon, man. And I was just looking at his plaques and looking at everybody's stuff. And I was like, bro, I just want a plaque. I just need one. And I'm telling you, if I get one, I know how to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a multiplier. I know how to do it. And Tony looked at me and started laughing. He was like, be more concerned with the business. Your plaques are going to come. Take care of your business. And that stuck with me.
Wow.
Like all this, them plaques. Nigga, you can have a plaque with no money. You can have a lot of plaques and no money.
A lot of plaques and no money.
But if you take care of your business, you will survive longer than anybody. And that's really been my motto. I ain't never even told Tony that. Mm. Like, that's been my whole motto.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Because you have to watch your business.
Man.
I tell people every day, I'm not in the music industry.
Well, that's what got him kicked out. Watching his business.
He's watching your business.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, let's move along to because when you got there, because here at the R&B Money Podcast, we like to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Absolutely.
So help me.
So help
God.
Me.
God.
Because I can attest for this. You showed up with Sorry 2004.
Yeah. Fully done. Yeah.
I remember this. Cause I was like, that record is crazy. This little
is my sorry for.
Because that nigga had that record, and that's what Damon was like, nigga, you gotta hear this record he got. Nigga pushed play. I said, man, what the fuck?
Who wrote that?
Eric Dawkins, Tony Dixon.
He had the whole
crew.
Yeah.
The whole crew. I had the beat was made.
He had the beat made.
Yeah.
So not that, I'm sorry. The beat of it was made. And then the guys got to it and did their shit to it.
Because you noticed that didn't sound like an underdog record. It's a little bit different.
It became.
It was a shift.
It became the Sonic though.
Mm-hmm.
it became part of the Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you brought to it, it was now, okay, we're going to move forward with some of this.
Just formula, saying.
With some
just,
of this.
Just formula. Saying.
No, but,
yeah.
But that's also smart business for the team itself, for the underdogs themselves and ourselves to being able to adjust and, mm-hmm. and, you know, to where music was going.
Like, you hear that?
And it took an 18, 19-year-old to come in there who really didn't know.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
Nah.
You got a beat.
I was just making
beats. You got some music.
Making beats in the hood.
You know what I'm saying? But it, and Damon being able to identify sonically, Damon and Harvey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damon identifying you, Harvey identifying the sonic of it.
Yeah.
And like you said, that turning into a shift into how the building sounded.
Yep.
After that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because it definitely was a shift. Mm-hmm. There was a shift that happened.
Yeah. It's crazy.
He said it's crazy.
It's crazy. So,
go ahead. Okay, all right. Give us that process. Give us that process. You come in there, you got this track, and now these songwriters that you've heard their songs, you heard, you know, the things that they've been doing, these producers, they hear this song, and now everybody wants to help you finish this.
This was the most amazing experience I had ever had, because you're just not used to seeing people work together, like bounce off each other. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? You got Eric Dawkins.
Talk about
right.
It.
And you from the church, too. So, yeah, this Dawkins and Dawkins.
This Dawkins and Dawkins. This need to know.
It's a monster in the building.
I'd be like,
monster.
Bro, you write R&B, too? I didn't know. Yeah. I knew who he was, but I didn't know the position he played. And seeing everybody, and what was cool, right? Everybody in there were basically hybrids.
Yeah.
Could write songs and make beats.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. Niggas had their rooms.
Everybody had their own room.
Yeah.
Niggas could really finish the songs by themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was this thing, you walk past somebody's room and you heard that. And then all of a sudden, the group would just...
Everybody migrate to the room.
Migrate to the room like, this one it for the night.
Put a lead on that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, pull up some bells.
Yeah.
It was like the craziest collaboration.
It was so cool, bro. It was the coolest thing I had ever seen, because you're just not used to seeing people collaborate like that. And everybody had their positions. You know what I mean? So I was just like, bro... Damon Harvey gave me a room. I'm like, oh, I'm an underdog. It's on. And then just to see the star power that was going through there.
Yeah.
And I had that first room.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them will hear something and just peep in. I'm like, oh, shit, that's Tony Braxton. Like, oh, that's JoJo. Oh, Tanky's up here every day.
Right.
Like, and we're playing Halo.
We are absolutely playing Halo.
That used to make my head hurt. I'm like, you niggas. Yeah.
No, it's crazy.
I can only play it for
And
like
I just seen Tyrese in the parking lot.
Right. Right. That's what it was.
It was nuts.
No. Every artist you could think of.
Everybody you can think of. So, man, that time, it was crazy. But the experience, I tell anybody, the underdog situation really taught me how to make songs.
Mm-hmm.
I went a beat maker. About time I was done, I was a full producer and a songwriter.
Speaking of your time,
mm-hmm.
Time wasn't very long.
It wasn't. What happened, Jay? What'd
you do?
What did I do?
It's your episode, brother.
What'd you do? All right.
So, back to the business. Sorry 2004 had came out. And at that time, what, it was only the second American Idol? Ruben was the second.
Ruben was the second. Yeah.
So it was the biggest thing in life.
No, American Idol was,
biggest thing in life.
Yeah.
And after they seen my percentage on the record, every publisher in the world was on my phone. And I had a brother that I could talk to, him right there.
Mm-hmm.
It was him. Who was it, Chuck? he was in a position that time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Chuck Bradley.
Chuck Bradley. So I had all these people to bounce off of, like, I mean, because I wasn't signed to the Underdogs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah.
I was actually signed to JD, but they never, like, gave me advance or anything like that. Right. So that had a time period, which I didn't care because I was able to
move around, do what I need to do,
off the name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and some people need to realize that, too. Sometimes it ain't about the money. It's about the position you put in to make money, you know? So everybody's calling. I'm talking to Jay. I'm like, bro, they trying to get me such and such and this and that. And then just so happened, probably the next day, Eric Dawkins is in a room and he just had a check, like, just laying on the table. And this was the biggest check I had ever seen in my entire life. And I was like, bro, what is that check from? He's like, oh, Christina Aguilera. You can make that type of money off music? He's like, yeah, man, just stay focused and keep on going.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
But nigga, you got records. And you've done some great things. And this is the R&B Money podcast. And yes, there's money in that. And yes, we've established that you've done well for yourself. Mm-hmm. But let's tell these people about these records and these stories behind these records.
Let's go.
So we talked about Sorry 2004. Let's get into I'm a Flirt.
Okay.
I'm a Flirt.
Okay.
Because there's some, you know, I'm a Flirt was on multiple artists.
It was.
How the fuck?
Did you get multiple checks?
Oh,
let's,
shit.
Let's talk about
oh,
it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Let's open this thing up.
Let's talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
All right. So, like I explained, Bow Wow was my ace, right? Still my bro. At the time, like I said, we making beats. We making songs. We finishing his album. And I end up getting a relationship with R. Kelly. Like, got those calls. You know what I mean? One of my managers at the time was best friends with him, Rocky Bivens, Latasha Scott's husband. And he was great friends with him. Hooked us up. And Rob fell in love with my production. And he was like, nigga, let's go, right? The first track I sent him was I'm a Flirt. So I asked Bow Wow, I was like, yo, you want to do a song with R. Kelly? He's like, hell yeah, right? So I send a track to Rob. He literally hits me back in like 3 hours. And he was like, it's a boy. I said, nigga, what you talking about? It's a boy. Nigga, I call Hit Records my children. And it's a boy.
Shit.
He said, I'm gonna have Abel send it to you right now. Nigga, I play that song, I fall out on the floor. I'm like, oh.
So when he sends it, does he send a full song, or does he just send the hook back?
He sends the hook.
Okay.
And he says, give him another couple hours. He asked. He said, do you want me to put a verse on it? Hell yeah, want you to put a verse on it. He's like, all right, give me a couple hours. Nigga, I called Bow. I was like, bro, he did it. He's like, nigga, you lying. I was like, nah, bro, he did it. I was like, I'm headed over to the house. I'm about to play it for you. Nigga, play it for Bow. This nigga like, nigga, this it. This a motherfucker single. And he's proud because now this is a moment that JD didn't do the beat. JD didn't write the song.
Yeah.
Like, he's bringing a hit record to the table.
Yeah.
So, Bow drop his, I'm going to get into details. Bow drop his verse. We send it back for Rob for approval. Bow Wow says a line that Rob said on his part, right? And that nigga, Rob called me and said, hey, man, tell that nigga write his own shit. That's my goddamn line. Tell him rewrite it.
Shit.
Hey, nigga, you
don't
got
don't reference me.
Hey, yeah. Go ahead and rewrite that part. So we rewrite it. Rob like, cool. It's like, it's a smash. It's like, congratulations, young niggas. Like, y'all got one. We take it back to JD, KP. And they just kind of like kind of.
It's cool.
It's cool. Right? So Bow go into his superstar mode, call mom's managers like, these niggas hating. This the fucking single. This is what I want my single to be. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And the powers to be was just like, no. Said no. And end up putting the song on a hidden bonus track on a Walmart version. Because you know you used to have versions.
We know. I got a hidden bonus on my way.
Keep going. Just,
Hidden bonus track. Was the Target version or Walmart?
I don't know.
Or Best Buy.
It was one of the three. I don't know if Tank liked my verse or not on it, man.
Niggas do you like that, bro. It's our code.
Well, you know these niggas, right? Niggas. Right?
My partition, right here licking at that nigga.
The partition is up right now, man. Walmart version.
Walmart version. So...
Let a manager sing on your record, and it's the treatment you
get. I wasn't your manager yet. I wouldn't even be your manager. Just...
Ungrateful R&B.
You let a retired nigga sing on your song.
See how they do you?
I should have called him and said, nigga, it's a boy. It's a
boy. Yeah. So, okay. It's on a hidden bonus track on a Walmart version.
You put an R. Kelly record.
On a hidden bonus.
R. Kelly's height.
That wasn't the worst part. About it. After you put this man, he has A-side protection. One, you can't even do that. The nigga hit me like, first of all, they didn't put the shit out as a single. Because at that time, I know how it goes. He was about to have a single out.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob fucked with me so much, he was like, hey, I'm gonna get them to push that out. Just make sure it's a single because my single is about to come out. And after that comes out, ain't gonna be no more features. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For right. that time period, so mm-hmm. records yeah. are not competing with records.
Right.
So I was like, cool. So the powers would be, do they thing, put it on the hidden bonus track. I love saying that. Hidden bonus track, mm-hmm. Walmart version.
Mm-hmm.
And that nigga Rob loses it. And he only didn't lose it because they did that. They didn't send the man his money. They didn't pay R. Kelly. He like, man, I ain't got my money. These niggas is disrespectful. I'm going to show them what a hit is. And that nigga took Bow Wow off, called T-Pain.
So Bow ended up being collateral damage in a sense.
Yeah, it wasn't his. But the fucked up part was like, they try to put that shit on me. Like I did something. Like I went and sold the record twice to R. Kelly. And it like, for a while, man, like they had put a big dent in me and Bow's relationship. Cause you got somebody that he's been with his whole career, put him on. You get what I'm saying? I'm the new nigga, like we best friends, but as somebody telling you something.
So how was he able to record the record and put it out?
This is the remix. Not only that. It worked out that RCA and Sony is the same. It was a Jive and Sony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
all under the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So, nigga, this is an internal call of
and he is
R. Kelly.
And he is who he is.
Or Bow Wow. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And it's just a hidden record on there anyway.
Y'all didn't use it.
Yeah.
This is the remix now.
Hmm.
And it's my single.
And he wrote the record anyway.
Now, because it was a new master, I did get paid again. Because it was two separate masters.
Yeah.
I did.
Amen.
And that one was a lot.
Different one.
A lot different.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
When We has no drama behind it. There's no drama behind When We, is it? No.
Outside of them
telling us that it wasn't going to work. Yeah, I guess that's some drama.
No, that's big drama.
Yeah.
Because now you're fighting, you arguing.
Yeah.
You are out on a limb basically alienating yourself and going against the grain.
Yeah, that's true.
That's drama.
It's some drama.
Because if it don't work...
Yeah. So you going with it? Just look at that nigga like Prince. Man. No fucking way. Oh shit. This is the remix.
Oh, now.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
The drama comes. Oh, Ronnie's top five. Top five. Oh, your top five. Oh, top five. R&B singers. R&B songs. Little Ronnie's top five. Hey, top five. Fine. Fine.
R&B soul. Ooh, I know you have some. Ooh, I know you have one. Ooh, I know you've heard a lot of songs that you like.
Yes.
Heard a lot of songs that you know. Heard a lot of songs that you've seen. Heard a lot of songs that you wrote. Top five. Your top five.
You think that nigga Tank better than me? You think that nigga could sing top five better than me?
But Ronnie, your top five R&B singers.
That's so hard.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
R. Kelly, number one.
Start then. Start it off then.
Number one.
Kick it off.
I'm a KC and JoJo.
You
just gonna make them number two together?
Jodeci.
If you want to. I'm not questioning
Just the whole Haley brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Marvin Gaye.
Mm.
Then that's a flip between Stevie Wonder.
Mm. Okay, I like what you're doing, brother.
Who else fits in that? I'm a babyface nigga too, though.
Come on. Like, come on, man. Come on.
That's my top five.
That's exciting.
Kenny.
Okay.
Your top five R&B songs.
That ain't right. I can't.
Yes, you nigga. Can. You better do it.
I mean, I'm going to say the songs of my top five people.
Why not?
You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
You heard me.
And R. Kelly is hard. It's too many. You know what? I Believe I Can Fly.
Mm.
I love Let's Get It On.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I want to talk about that real fast because I'm trying to still confused on how they lost that lawsuit.
Yeah, that's...
I really want to talk about that because it's R&B, right?
Yeah, go. Come on.
How in the hell did they lose a lawsuit that the Ed Sheeran song was not like Let's Get It On? Soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, Marvin Gaye got another one.
That's what I thought.
You know what's crazy? I'ma ask the musicologist over at Atlantic.
Yeah.
Because he's borderline a genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's special.
He catches everything.
Right.
Yeah, Tank, you're just, you know, you're two notes and right there at the end of the fourth stanza, that syncopation, you're on it, man. I'm like, I just changed it like four times. Yeah, you gotta. He's on it. So I'm gonna ask him.
Yeah, it had to get past him.
How it's even possible. I'm asking.
Forever, my lady.
Why not?
I just called to say I love you. Mm. That babyface, which one do you pick? That's hard because it's just like, I don't know if I want to pick one he wrote or one he sung. Because I want to say the Boyz II Men song. But
you're not gonna lose either way.
No, but you can say you kind of took the easy way out. Just to let you know that you're my brother. I'm gonna keep it funky with you. Took the easy way out by taking songs from the same singers that you said was top five singers.
But he took the easy way out.
But it's your five. So
but it's hard for somebody to be your favorite singer and they don't have your favorite song.
I don't agree because I don't know if all my favorite singers got all my favorite songs.
I agree and disagree.
Fair. Fair.
Yeah.
But I get it. I know what you're doing, though. I know you too well. Fuck that. Give us your fifth, nigga.
I was like, something wasn't right about this keyboard. It's been transposed this whole time. I was like, something ain't right. I got relative pitch.
So you was cheating and you go try to blame it on me.
No, y'all had me singing higher than normal. I was like, well, I can normally hit this. Let's go.
I didn't do it. I thought it reset every time. I don't know.
Y'all set me up.
He wrote it, but Boyz II Men, End of the Road.
Perfect song.
Sang that at a talent show once.
Yeah. Although We've Come.
I sang it at my ex-girlfriend, well, she was my girlfriend at the time, at her high school, with some guys that were in a group there.
That was probably the wrong song to sing to your girlfriend.
I didn't sing it to her, I sang it at her school.
But still.
And the group, there was a dope group.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they sang first on the talent show, high school talent show, because my cousin was a teacher there. And then they were singing that, and that was from, I was from another high school. It was like, you know, get up here, because a lot of people from my church went to that school. Mm-hmm. It's like, Darrell, get up here and sing with this End of the Road. So I got up on stage and sang with them on End of the Road. And and I remember that song so vividly, in that moment so vividly, because she was actually cheating on me with one of the guys in the group.
See, you spoke it into existence. It actually was the End of the Road.
It wasn't just because I didn't find out until later. But then, you know, it was like, that's my fond memory of End of the Road.
Mm. We belong together. And I know that I'm right. No. That's how you felt, though.
She played with my heart.
And she was knocking down one of the niggas who sang it.
Why do you play with my mind? Mm.
Why do you?
Mm. Mm. It hurt to find that out.
That's crazy, because I'm sure she's probably asked for tickets.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Mm. She took her L. I respect the ones that take their L.
Yeah, don't come back.
I respect them ones.
That was tough.
Yeah. Don't come back.
It still sting a little bit?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think there's just some...
30 years ago?
Some residual trauma.
Shit.
You know, you be locked in. You be like, I ain't do nothing.
Y'all need to call in. She need to call in and apologize.
I kept it holy.
Look where he got you.
Just pour it into my music. All right, here we go.
You lived a blessed life, my brother.
I have. And I honestly believe and feel it's just the beginning.
Because it is.
Yeah. Shabbat. Church, Nick.
I ain't saying no names. Hey. I ain't saying no names. Where you was?
Hey.
Who you with? What you did? Don't say shit. I ain't saying no names.
Hey. Yes, man. We've come to that time.
All right.
Well, you got to tell us a story. Funny or fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Are funny and fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? The only rule to this game
mm-hmm.
is you can't say no names.
I won't tell you a funny story, and I'll just say his name,
you
right?
You can't say any names. I ain't saying no names.
Can't say the name.
Well, but you already gonna know who it is.
That's fine. Just don't know no
one's funny story
names.
Is when I got
hold
kicked.
Hold on. This is Little Ronnie's
mm-hmm.
got kicked out of the underdog building. I left with him. The flirt himself. Messing with the same girl.
Same girl.
And please excuse his hands.
Man,
I ain't saying no names.
So I get a call from a good friend, and he tells me that he's in a certain place, and he's playing this record that had just came out, and people are dancing around the studio saying how amazing this record is. And he ends up telling them that I did the record, mm-hmm. and it was just crickets in the room. After they were just dancing, saying how amazing the record was, and saying how incredible the artist was, and how they always wanted to work with him. And my little name came back up. When God put you in position. That's a story.
It's a good one.
And I close my chapter there.
That's a good one.
That was your get back.
Man.
But he didn't say no names.
Didn't say no names.
He didn't say no names. Put your nigga around. Shit.
Yeah. Well, my brother Lil Ronnie. What else can we say, man? You family, so.
Hey, yeah, man.
You know,
yeah.
this is light work. This is easy, man. But we are proud of you.
I appreciate y'all, because you know,
y'all just don't move for anybody. And y'all just don't go anywhere. So I appreciate y'all coming to the ATL, man. This is beautiful. I appreciate y'all work. I'm proud of y'all. Y'all really doing something for the R&B community. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anybody else that can do what y'all do.
We appreciate that.
Right. So,
bro, we love you, man. We appreciate you, man. Bro. That's the best thing we can say, man. My name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B. And this is and will always be
Lil. Love y'all.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.